Jeff Owens has been preaching on standards without benefit of any scriptural support, and he has asserted really that any style in and of itself represents a standard. We pick up part two of his sermon, Everybody Has Standards. He draws a fallacious conclusion, and he says the standards that you don't like are the ones you need to change to conform to. He doesn't allow that a so-called standard might be arbitrary or might just be plain old stupid. He says that there are people who are mixed up and don't know if anybody loves them, and they need to settle down and realize God always has loved them. He links this to having old-fashioned standards, and if people would do this, that is, stick to standards, they would be more secure.
You wouldn't be so insecure if you were that way. God's standards never change, and we need to go back to living some old-fashioned standards. You'll be secure that way.
How he has reached this conclusion, that if you are not sure if God, your parents, or anybody else loves you, you will be more secure by dressing with old-fashioned standards, is incomprehensible. It's certainly not in 1 Kings 22, nor is it anywhere else in the Bible, and Owens doesn't even pretend to defend it from the text. Then he talks about Hiles Anderson's standards being the standards of God.
Hiles Anderson College is not going to drop their standards to the character of the people. You're coming up to meet the standard of God.
But a dress code from the 1940s is not the standard of God. Owens gets into the problem of relativity, saying that Christians too often just want to maintain a constant distance from the world. So as the world slips into greater evil, the Christian slips into greater evil as well, but still maintaining a certain distance from the world. Well, this is an old chestnut. Again, the Bible never lays out a dress code apart from saying that women should have their heads covered when praying in public. And even then, Paul says if she prays with her head uncovered, it's a shame to her. He doesn't say it's a sin. What he's really saying is she's making a spectacle of herself. But Owens uses the relativity argument to say that if you're living at a constant distance from the world, you're sinning by the standards of the previous generation. But hey, the women in the 1800s would not have worn a skirt hem as high as the knee. It was down to the ankle for them. So even Hiles Anderson would be sinning by the standards of a century ago. So where do you draw the line? What makes knee length the ideal length? Owens says incorrectly that a few generations ago, no woman, even a filthy woman, would wear slacks. But that's not true. Women who worked on farms and ranches would don slacks to work in the last century. And trousers have always been a part of Asian women's attire. Indian women wear long trousers and wrap themselves in a sari. He says that a few generations ago, no man would wear his hair long. That's untrue. Men throughout the centuries have worn long hair as a sign of virility. The Chinese men wore a queue, their hair tightly braided behind them. The samurai, the toughest fighters in history, wore their hair shoulder length in order to tie it up in the so-called top knot, which they believed was a visible statement of their manhood. Paul's reference to long hair, by the way, is usually misread by Baptists. Paul is saying that coiffed hair, that is, styled hair, is a shame to a man. A man embarrasses himself if he dresses and curls his hair as a woman does. Using the story of Samson, Owens gets into sex before marriage and warns young people against it. I'm glad that he specifically warns pastors and youth pastors against being familiar with other women apart from their wives. But what Owens misses, and he never even attempts to rectify this, is the scripture of how a person lives a holy life. And holiness is not established by externals. Holiness, as the Bible tells us, is expressed by visiting the sick and oppressed, extending mercy to others, dealing justly with all men, speaking on behalf of widows and orphans before the law, and fearing God. I've covered that topic several times, especially in the 30 Days of Holiness devotionals. The Bible does not lay out a dress code as a means of holiness. Jesus Christ is our holiness. And we live out his holiness in actions of justice, mercy, and generosity. All the rest simply follows. Owens closes with the familiar war story of the standard bearer. I will not bother to repeat it. He has given another sermon without ever preaching the text he cited, and as this is my fifth sermon by Jeff Owens to analyze, I'm not surprised anymore.